This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Members of Congress are back at the Capitol after their summer recess. Many are asking how much more the occupation of Iraq will cost the United States, both in dollars and in lives. Two top Pentagon officials yesterday met with lawmakers from both chambers to address their concerns. NPR's David Wellna reports from the Capitol.
General John Abizaid is in charge of about 140,000 U.S. troops in Iraq as head of the U.S. Central Command. His message on Capitol Hill yesterday, have patience.
We've got this under control. It won't be easy. It'll be tough. There'll be some treasure that has to be expended, and unfortunately there'll be blood. But we can do this, we can win it, and we can win it with the Iraqis.
Abizaid was accompanied by Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz. The Pentagon's number two civilian dismissed a page one story in yesterday's Washington Post as simply wrong. He denied the paper's account of divisions within the Bush administration over the decision this week to seek a new resolution from the United Nations on Iraq.
We're unified as an administration on this. We're unified within the Defense Department. We all understand the enormous value of expanding this coalition and bringing in help.
Wolfowitz insisted that rather than the U.S. having reversed its position, it was the U.N. that had finally come around to embrace the U.S. demand that a U.N. force in Iraq be under American unified command. And though he gave no precise figures, Wolfowitz warned there would be what he called some significant bills from Iraq for U.S. taxpayers.
What we're talking about is something that's going to contribute substantially to making our country safer, preventing the kinds of giant tragedies that the terrorists would like to perpetrate. So, yes, it's going to be expensive, but the gains to our country are huge.
Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist told NPR he expects President Bush will request an emergency spending bill on Iraq sometime next week. Lawmakers say the price tag for the Treasury will likely be anywhere from $60 billion to $100 billion. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.